are listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Supreme, and Love 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 Supreme.
That was the man the world of jazz has always held a very deep admiration and respect for, off an album that is one of the finest ever released. Mr. John Coltrane on the sax with the tune Acknowledgement off his 1964 album, A Love Supreme. Train was born in 1926 in Hamlet, North Carolina, and went on to make the world of jazz a much richer, open, and memorable realm. Known by many for his sessions with Miles Davis, Train was also a very well-qualified composer, and his A Love Supreme is a timeless testament to the power a jazz cat can have over an audience. In all the interviews that have ever been conducted here at Neon Jazz, Train's A Love Supreme is always noted as that one album that's played over and over again. This Impulse Records release was recorded by his quartet during one session in December of 1964 and is acknowledged for blending the hard bop sensibilities of his early career with the modal jazz and free jazz styles of his latter career. Laid down at the Van Gelder Studio in Englewood Cliffs, New Jersey, it was said that Coltrane's home in Dix Hills, Long Island, was the site of inspiration for A Love Supreme. Others have said that it was a long prayer that Train was playing. And we shall explore this more as we dedicate this hour of jazz together to the full album, along with some extras and the only live cuts ever performed. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town full of iconic overtones and some great jazz, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, to perform our take on A Love Supreme. This is the second cut off the album called Resolution.
that dial.
That was the third tune off the album called Pursuance. His classic quartet was tied together by the great percussionist Elvin Jones, who performed various non-traditional instruments on the album. The whole album is a four-part suite and is intended to be a spiritual album. It was broadly representative of a very personal struggle for purity and expresses Coltrane's deep gratitude as he admits to his talent and instrument as being owned not by him but by a spiritual higher power. Train hits the tenor very well throughout this album, and you can feel the power of what he's trying to give you. Here's the fourth movement off the album, or the final song, as we say on A Love Supreme, Psalm.
Thank you. This is Oliver Lake, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino. Have a ball.
Was a breakdown version of Resolution, a bit of extras released in 2002 with A Love Supreme. As we mentioned at the top of the hour, this album is listed amongst the greatest jazz albums of all time. Actually, it's very popular for a jazz album as it's sold. It sold about 500,000 copies by 1970, a number that far exceeded Train's typical impulse sales, which were around 30,000 copies per release. The manuscript for the album is part of the National Museum of American History's Treasures of American History, part of the collection at the Smithsonian Institute. And in 1994, it was ranked number 3 in Colin Larkin's Top 100 Jazz Albums. Larkin described the album this way: "It's one of the most profoundly moving records of all time. The Penguin Guide to Jazz selected this album as a part of its suggested core collection and awarded it a crown, stating that it is without precedent and parallel, and though it must also be one of the best-loved jazz records of all time, it somehow remains remote from critical pigeonholing, calling it an immensely concentrated and rich album." With an introduction by Andre Francis, this is Train and the Band with the only live performance of A Love Supreme from a July 26, 1965 performance at the Festival Mondial in France with the tune Psalm.
Place à quatre musiciens qui sont parmi les plus importants du monde contemporain dans le domaine du jazz. À la batterie, Elvin Jones. À la contrebasse, Jimmy Garrison. Au piano, McCoy Tyner. Et le saxophoniste, John Coltrane. John Coltrane interprétera un thème, enfin une composition en plusieurs mouvements, qu'il a enregistré récemment en disque aux États-Unis. Le titre en est Love Supreme. Thank you.
Again, that was Train and the Group live in France with the song Somme. So the effect of this album on the world of music has been huge. Musicians ranging from tenor sax man Joshua Redman to Bono of U2 have singled out the influence of the album on their own work. Guitarist John McLaughlin and Carlos Santana have each credited the album as one of their greatest early influences. So Coltrane's original handwritten sheet music for A Love Supreme includes a note reading, "All paths lead to God." Again, another testament to how spiritual this walk was for Coltrane and how good this album was. And with that, our final look into this monumental album is an alternative studio take of the record's first track, Acknowledgement. And that's going to do it for us on this hour of looking into A Love Supreme together. Thank you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a man defining A Love Supreme, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
Hey, yo!
Well, like what you heard, let us know. We love to hear from you out there in Radioland. You can always reach us at neonjazzkc@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. Until next time. Enjoy the music, my friends. We'll be right back.
Neon Jazz.